Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.
What's up, Rita girl?
Hello, how are you guys going?
Totally sweet, actually. Life is completely normal and everything's fine.
Great. great.
Right?
Sure.
Take the win, eh? Take the win.
Yeah. I just want to be out before Christmas, but, you know,
yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, that'd be nice, eh?
Anyway, I'll just crack into it today. I don't really have a very big one, to be honest. Okay. I'm going to do a little push for a petition by Greenpeace, which aims to convert our lovely food waste into high-quality compost that can then fuel the regenerative local farming kind of network. And it's just such a great, you know, we often have a lot of problems and we don't often talk about solutions, and when we do, they are pretty sort of wishy-washy, I guess. And this report, which has been put together, it's been funded and released by Greenpeace and the Rubbish Trip, is called, it's titled, so the titles for these things are always so boring, Expanding Organic Waste Collections and Composting.
That sounds accurate, though.
Yeah, I know, right? I was like, God, you guys could have called it, like, you know, I don't know, maybe the callers have got some better ideas for what they could have called this to make it a bit more fun, but, yeah, it basically is a report that is a bit of a blueprint or demonstrates how we can create an organic waste collection network or infrastructure that sort of creates a network.
Can you just compost at your house?
Yeah, but then what do you do with the compost?
I mean, I'm sure there's like there is room for this as far as apartments and it's sort of really high density housing goes, but most people have got a little bit of grass that they can put a compost bin on.
Yeah. Look, I think when and where you do, that totally makes sense. But we're shifting very much so to a denser city, and we're going to come across this problem more and more. And there's a lot of people
I, for one, am definitely putting way too much down my waste disposal. I've got a waste disposal at my house.
Waste disposal's the worst
Fuck,
thing.
I feel like a king, though, dude. Just chuck it in the waste disposal. And sometimes I put so much in there, it just, like, sprays all up out the thing, and I'm just like, yes. One time there was a spoon in there, and I just caught it before I turned it on. But
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That would have been so awesome.
Shivers up my spine, that one. So definitely the housing. And then there's
still
also
drinking
a
out of a polystyrene cup, by the way.
Who is?
You are.
Oh, my God.
Getting all this food in polystyrene.
I go, I've got the vintage McDonald's polystyrene food thing. I go to McDonald's and I take it all out of the shit wrapping and I put it in the vintage polystyrene wrapping and I start fresh. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Rita. Carry on.
I don't do that, Rita. Don't make that big, like, I'm not made of disappointed mum sound. Fuck,
you can see that. You can see the face through the phone, can you? The judgy look. God, okay.
It's good. It's good that there's some kind of initiative that someone's doing something, John. Don't fucking... God, man, poo-poo.
No, look, I think the other thing to point out is that you might have a little bit of land to do some stuff, but you might not have the time or capacity or...
Well, you don't want to smell that crap. You might have a bit of land, but you've got next door neighbours that are like, oh, man, rats.
Yeah, or it brings rats or, you know, you have animals, cats or dogs that get into it or something. You know, there's 100 reasons that people probably won't cut the compost as much as they would love.
What do people... So there'll be a new bin or what, like...
Yeah.
And then it'll go somewhere and then they'll do something with it. Are we trying to make like a sort of Amazon rainforest with that new kind of soil that no one can figure out how it's made?
No. I mean, the report itself covers quite a lot of, you know, why we should do it, which is kind of insane. Like, I feel like we've gone over why we should do it so many times. But I guess we've got to think about it like this. We still have two big problems. One is that we've got too much waste. And the other big problem is that we don't have enough nutrients in our soil, and especially in places that have been farmed for a while, or in places that are marginal and could be farmed if they had some more nutrients, which is why people go and buy, you know, nitrogen and phosphorus. So if we can sort of just bring these two problems together, we actually can solve some of them. So the report itself kind of covers, you know, why we should do it, so that we're, you know, eliminating those harmful chemicals, increasing the reliance on local food. So this is really about creating a bit of an infrastructure that would then help support local produce. So if you think about it, you know, the area I live, there's lots of kind of, they're not quite lifestyle blocks, they're a lot of it's in bush, but they've got little patches that would very much so suit, you know, micro market gardens, I guess, for want of a better term, and swapping food. If we could kind of create a network, it could actually work. But it would then mean investing in, you know, not probably some nutrients. So this is kind of a way of solving, sort of bringing these two things together that, so that we can kind of create this network. So it's quite an interesting concept. They're sort of saying, they recommend that the number one thing is that we need a comprehensive strategy at local and central government level, which we don't have, and that it needs to really be it needs to be very much so weaved through our RMA. So remember, that's our Resource Management Act. So that when we're looking at their work, that they actually come up with a strategy. They can't just sit on it and do nothing about it. And then they kind of go on to talk about various methods and scales of organic collection. So, you know, obviously you'd be collecting a lot more in central city, and then treating it probably in the outskirts, because people won't want, you know, compost to be treated anywhere near them, like created around them, and then maybe brought back to the areas where they're actually producing food. So they're talking about like the different levels of infrastructure that is needed to make this work. But to answer your question, Bakangra, yes, it would be about mandatory collections, and that would mean separating out your waste and having a green collection. And they have actually trialled this, I think, on the North Shore, and it worked really well, and people got the gist of it. And you know, I'm sure there's some issues around people thinking they can put meat in it and stuff, but that's just an education piece, right? Like, over time, I think people would...
Can you put bones in there?
No.
No bones.
No.
Make no bones about putting no bones in it.
It's green waste.
Yeah, green waste. And maybe, you know, like, maybe there is an argument that there could be, you know, over time we could skill people up enough to even separate it into two, so you do have food that can go, you know, I mean, you could almost do three, because you can feed certain things to pigs, and then there's kind of like a third set of stuff which can't be composted or fed to pigs, which is things like meats and bones and that kind of thing.
Well, that's not actually what I heard when I was watching Sopranos and stuff, but whatever.
Yeah, well, yes, and people do feed meat to pigs, but you're not supposed to. It's like,
well, that's not what I heard when I was watching the TV one time.
So yeah, so
have you watched that Big Hungry?
No.
Lots of meat getting fed to pigs in 000.
Okay.
Oh.
Now, Rita, it's not too hard of an ask. I did spend some time in Canada, and where we were living, there was definitely our flatmates were right on the front foot when it came to separating out your green waste, and they had a green waste compost bin and all that sort of stuff. And it was where we were living, there's a lot of bears around, so you had to be pretty certain what you're putting in the green waste was green waste, otherwise the bears would come to your backyard.
There was an
incentive to do it, but it's actually pretty easy, to be honest.
What is this getting rolled out all over Auckland? Where's it getting rolled out?
Nowhere at the moment. Auckland City Council have done a trial.
We've got to pay for the bin, is it that kind of thing?
No. Well, what they're suggesting actually is that they have a really high, that we actually start increasing our cost of waste disposal in general. And I completely agree with that. Like, I was hearing some people kind of complaining about how much they pay for rubbish, because in where I live in West Auckland, you actually have to pay for your rubbish tags, and it's about $5, very roughly about $5 a, you know, a bin of rubbish. And, you know, I was saying, like, that doesn't even come close to how much it costs to dispose of that rubbish and store it for the next, you know, 100,000 years. So, you know, the moment that we start increasing the cost of putting out rubbish, people will find ways. I mean, the problem is that what they do is they find ways of dumping it, which is what we have to try and avoid, giving them a whole lot of alternatives so that they can waste minimise without breaking the law. So I think that, yeah, you know, giving them, at the moment we've got a free recycling bin, and then if we had like a free green bin as well, then all of a sudden, you know, you would be naturally dropping the amount of waste you were putting out. So then we could maybe increase the cost of that rubbish bin to try and disincentivize, you know, you not using the alternative. So yeah, so I mean, it's a really good idea, and kind of one of those things that it's like, this is a no-brainer. Like, to me, this should have been done decades ago. And you know, Johnny, you're right. Like, you know, overseas they're doing it. Like, they've managed to work it out overseas, and it's a lot more dangerous over there. I can imagine the pushback when they first brought it in, and people going, oh, but the bears, you know. We don't have that to contend with. So, you know, we should have done that. The fact that we have to sign a petition to even get the council and the local government
We've got different
to think about it is sort of insane.
We've got all sorts of other bears to worry about that were slowing us
we
down.
We do have other bears to worry about. They can go in the recycling
My flatmate won't crush his cans before he puts them in the recycling, and it fucking just... I don't like it. It's almost like you're making some kind of ball pit or something when you don't crush the cans. It's like,
like a really crappy Scrooge McDuck. Like... Beer
Scrooge McDuck would have eaten so much crap trying to dive into a pile of coins, man. Like, someone should do a thing of actual Scrooge McDuck diving into
like
some actual
YouTube
coins. All right, Rita, well, hopefully this all just goes down, and it sounds, you know, I like it.
Especially
for like a real inner city situation. I think it's ideal.
Yeah,
like John said, we should probably all just have a compost,
it's easy to do. It's not hard.
It's kind of fun if you got kids and you're like, look, where'd all the food go? I don't know. The worms got it. Woo, learning.
Well, my kids love putting out the compost. See? But, you know, I do understand why people can't do it. It's a great alternative for that inner city. And as we kind of densify our suburbs, and it's a really good
What should I be putting down my waste disposal then?
Water.
Nothing.
Dirty
nah,
water.
But come on. Like, what can I?
No, nothing.
Yeah,
so
but wait. What can I put down?
Nothing.
There? Can I
get it uninstalled?
There's a really big problem with our sewage system. And
some reason I'm thinking about shitting into my waste disposal.
Jesus.
It's been a long lockdown. It's okay, but I'm definitely trying that out when I get home. Okay.
Making eye contact with your flatmate the whole time while he's sitting in the lounge.
Oh my god.
Not yet.
If you don't crush that last beer of can, I'm going to shit in the waste disposal.
Welcome. Yes.
All right, Rita, we should probably leave it there.
Leave it on shitting down the waste disposal and catch you next week.
So everyone, go to Greenpeace or search, what was the search word?
It's
got to
be better than shitting in the shower, everyone. Judging me out there.
Don't even. Greenpeace compost petition. And
you
just go sign it. It'll take you 2 minutes. 30 seconds max, I promise.
Thank you, Rita. We'll check in with you next week. Okay.
Sounds good. See ya.
Bullseye.
Sustaining
right
alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist, and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.